From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October 1st in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And by the way, the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. A quick recap of yesterday's show, then some incredible guests coming up straight ahead. We had a guest on yesterday, Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com. He provides our Honest Money Report weekly on Thursdays, doing a phenomenal job as always. We talked about oil prices have surged around the world in recent weeks, and believe it or not, which will lead to higher inflation, ladies and gentlemen, say the experts. We're talking about destroying the environment in the name of green energy, destroying the environment to supposedly save it. Yeah, strange stuff going on in the economic world as inflation continues to batter the struggling to recover economy. Brian Rust doing a phenomenal job. RustCoinAndGift.com. We talked about YouTube is expanding its, quote, vaccine misinformation policies. Yeah, any vaccine that you criticize in any way, you're going to be shut down on YouTube, ladies and gentlemen. Never mind the truth. Never mind the facts. Never mind the pretty rowdy, horrible track record of vaccinations over the years. Never mind the deaths. Never mind the injuries. Never mind that there's a government vaccine injury compensation fund that has been legislated into law protecting the vaccine companies for injuries and death that has already spent over $4 billion of the taxpayers' money. Never mind all that since 1986. If you criticize vaccines or bring up anything they don't like, you're gone on YouTube. Yeah, do you know about the Center for Countering Digital Hate? You probably don't know about that group either, but it's a British nonprofit private group that's literally feeding information to YouTube and Facebook and some of these other organizations, basically painting you. If you criticize in any way the mainstream government global narrative, then you're involved in digital hate and they got to counter you. In other words, shut you right on down. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis ordered his Secretary of State Laura Lee to dig into Facebook because they say there's alleged interference based on the Wall Street Journal report we reported on. Many accounts on Facebook get shut down based on automated policies. But if you're a celebrity, a special person, you get special privilege and your account's protected. Well, bring that to the elections. Incumbent candidates' accounts are protected. Candidates that are running against the incumbents' accounts are shut down. Literally vote fraud in the making via Facebook. I warned you about it a couple of weeks ago. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, jumping into the mix now, making the same claims I made, highlighting reality. Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii, Democrat, doing a pretty dang good job, hits Joe Biden hard for being judge, jury, and executioner against the Border Patrol agents who are wrongly accused of whipping migrants. The story's, it's been a false narrative, and Joe went crazy. And now people are saying, Joe, you're out of line. Amen to that. They're innocent until proven guilty. Rand Paul says liberals are fighting hard, harder than ever, to flood our nation with illegal immigrants. Yeah, saddle our businesses with unnecessary regulations, demand vaccination for anyone who wants to work, take our guns, and more. Just ask them what they want, and they'll even tell you. It's so blatant, in your face, unconstitutional. But there's Rand Paul. That was hour one. Hour two, we had our guest on Ammon Bundy. Bundy for governor, ladies and gentlemen. AmmonBundy.com, VoteBundy.com. Yeah, Ammon Bundy says, I'm tired of my freedoms being stolen, just like you are. Ammon Bundy has a clarity statement on his website, VoteBundy.com. And he talks about COVID, how it should have been handled by the governor of Idaho. He has a Keep Idaho plan we talked about in detail. There's top five reasons to support Ammon Bundy, part of his Keep Idaho, Idaho plan. He says, key to my Keep Idaho, Idaho plan is to eliminate all property taxes in my state of Idaho. Eliminate personal income tax. Get rid of the two unconstitutional taxes that are two planks of the Communist Manifesto. You should be aware. Implement restitution and restoration laws. Yeah, poor Ammon Bundy went to prison for 2 years. When he got out, he was guilty of nothing. Don't you think we need to have restitution and restoration laws reformed? Amen to that. He says this. Take back all federally controlled land in Idaho. That means any land the BLM claims to control, et cetera, et cetera. You know what? Take it all back and say, you know what? Federal government, you have a limited constitutional list of the reasons you can even own or control any land, and it ain't on there. We're taking it back. Ammon Bundy would lead that charge if he got the chance as governor. The final one, in an executive order to end abortions. I've never seen any politician ever flat out say, I'm going to use an executive order to stop murder in my state. I, in writing, endorsed Ammon Bundy for that pro-life stance, along with many other reasons. Anyway, great interview with Ammon Bundy, available at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. All right, news the networks refuse to use starts now. We have two guests on the line. Before I get to those guests, though, we just found out last night, Biden signs bill to avert government shutdown and keep the government funded for, guess how long? Through December the 3rd. Yeah, the House approved the short-term funding measure by a 254 to 175 vote. Not long after Senate passage in a 65-35 vote. There you have it. Bottom line is, I told you they'd keep the government open. I told you they'd wimp out and kick the can down the road. I told you it would be very temporary and then leave it towards Christmas time to kind of battle it out and everything else. They will give long-term approval. They will raise the debt ceiling. They will sell us out. They won't stand to reduce spending. They won't balance the budget. They won't do any of those things. Rand Paul pushed for just a penny plan. He wanted to reduce spending by 1%. And they flat out rejected his proposal of even a 1% spending cut. So beware. All right, Chris Carlson's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Yes, sir. Without God, we can never win, Sam. With God, we can never lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we do need to be engaged in that fight. Lieutenant Carlson, reporting for duty, sir.
Excellent, ladies and gentlemen. We now have a very special guest. His name is Brad Barton, and Brad Barton is not only an incredible runner, which we'll get into, but he's also a life coach and an expert. Are you looking for someone to help you ignite world-class performance in your life? Brad's your guy, ladies and gentlemen. Brad Barton is the trick. Bradspeaks.com, his website. His running career is incredible. Brad Barton, at 48 years old, runs sub 420 mile. That's one of his claims to fame, but certainly not all of it. Brad, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
What a pleasure to be here, Sam.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule for us. So give me a little sketch of kind of your early life, and who's Brad?
I was thinking as you were doing the recap, if the America was a person, that would be a financial mess, kicking the can down the road, not paying our bills and so forth. It's just, it's quite a mess that we're in.
It's a tragedy. They're dumping the reality on the next generation, on our children and our children's children. It's a sad tale to tell, but no matter how much we warn, no matter how much we try to make a difference, they seem to ignore us. And then we struggle to elect somebody who will carry the ball properly. And that's what we pray for and work towards, sir.
Right. Well, you asked me to tell you a little bit about myself and what I'm doing. I was raised on a cattle ranch near Salmon, Idaho.
All right.
Came down on a running scholarship to Weber State University. Actually, Weber State College is where I was recruited, and graduated from Weber State University. So that kind of dates me. I was a steeplechaser, a good miler, and a very good 3,000-meter steeplechaser, and had a chance to make the Barcelona Olympic Games. And in the end of the day, I had a mishap in the semifinal round, ranked 19th in the world that year, and didn't make the finals at our Olympic trials. pretty devastating. So I signed up for another 4 years of hardship and trying to make the Atlanta Games team, and had an injury that I didn't get to the starting line. So I started a family and started working in my field, and 10 years later quit my job, and it's been 20 years making a living, actually working on the third decade, making a living as a professional speaker and like you said, a coach and executive coach and so forth. But along the way, it was probably, well, it was 19 years after I stepped off the track, I was called back to the track, and it just didn't seem like it made any sense to me, Sam. And this is not just a track story. If you think about it, your listeners, when have you been called to do something? And what were the circumstances? My call was at a high school track meet, and I was watching a coach's mile being contested, and I just thought that was so silly that a bunch of old guys on a track at a high school track meet. And after the first couple of laps, I'm thinking, well, I could do that. And it was 200-meter track. And
all right, ladies and gentlemen, Brad Barton with me, Chris Carlson with me as well. We're going to take a quick pause, come straight back, and get right into it. Brad was plagued with injuries when he was young, but a track star, rock star, nevertheless. We'll talk about the details. He got called back to the track. What are you called to in life? I've been called to do radio, and now I've been at it for 25-plus years. Wow, the story's not just about running. It's a whole lot more in seconds on your radio with Brad Barton.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, track star Brad Barton with us, Chris Carlson with us. Brad's telling us his personal story. As a youngster, he was plagued with injury. As he grew up, started a family, pursued his career. He was at a track meet, saw a bunch of coaches taking laps and thought, man, I could do that. Isn't that where the story continues, Brad?
Yeah. At first it was, I could do that. And then a couple of laps later, I'm thinking, I should be doing that. And by the time that race ended, Sam, I knew I was supposed to do this. And it didn't make any sense. I even told my wife, and she says, well, you don't have time for that. I know. Why would you do that? I don't know. And think this is a track story, but it's really our story, isn't it? And sometimes it doesn't make sense when we're called to do something. We gotta answer the call. Every time I've answered my call that I've had, Sam, not only am I blessing other people's lives, but it blesses my life as well. I remember walking into a running store, buying some track spikes, and I was just chatting with the sales clerk. And, oh, tell me about this person, this youngling that you're buying the track spikes for. And I remember being embarrassed, thinking, well, they're actually for me.
and I hear you. I get it.
Me confused. What version of my story is yours, right? What are you doing? What are you feeling you should do? But you've talked yourself out of it, and it just keeps nagging at you. Maybe it's to start a business. Maybe it's to get married. Maybe it's to get unmarried. Whatever it is, figure out what you're. Maybe you should read a book and become a better parent. You know you should, but you're just too dang lazy to do that. Answer your call.
Or scared, Brad. Or scared, like you kind of were a little bit embarrassed, a little bit scared, thinking, come on, this is crazy town. But yet saying, I've got to step out of my comfort zone. There's more to this than just me thinking I'm a youngster again, right?
Yeah. And once again, to what end? Why would I do this thing? It was after our – I'm just jumping ahead in the story, but it was after our first world record, Coach and I, that I even – it was actually a friend of mine says, hey, come and tell your story to a group of electronic – large electronic company executives. And I said, I can't do that. It has nothing to do with electronics. And that experience – that was the first inclination I ever had that maybe my professional speaking career and this wild obsession that I'm called to do, maybe there's some tie-in. I had no clue. So when you're following your call, miracles happen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to say that one more time, Brad. Say that last phrase one more time, because I believe, I don't know if you know this, but I celebrated my 25th year as a nationally syndicated radio talk show host doing Liberty Roundtable Live. I've been in the radio more than 25 years, but we literally flew people in from around the country. We had, 120 plus people in the room of my favorite friends and people who have influenced the show and participated in the show. And it wasn't a celebration of Sam Bushman, really. It was a celebration of the radio show and all that we've accomplished and the miracles along the way. And I gave a public speech talking about some of the miracles that I've personally been involved in and that have touched my life so deeply. I also talked about a clarion call for civility a little bit. But it was about those miracles along the way. I believe that I was called to do radio. There's a whole lot more behind the scenes that I'm not ready to share on the radio right now. But the point is, these miracles happen. And I'm here to testify to what you say is real. Say that one more time, that exact phrase.
Yeah, when you answer your call, when I answer my call, miracles happen.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very, in my opinion, critical point to make, ladies and gentlemen. All of us feel the pull to do things beyond our realm of comfort. But when we bust out of the comfort zone, answer those calls, if you will. We bless our lives and others' miracles happen. We need to think about reinvention a little bit along this way, too. Another principle you teach relating to this, Brad.
Right. So it's Brad Barton, so I'm, goal-oriented. I'm thinking, well, if I'm going to do this thing, I got to have a goal. And I thought, well, maybe a five-minute mile would be a worthy goal. Imagine I was 44 years old at that point. Most of your listeners, a five-minute mile, that's just a number. But that most high school kids that run track and field don't break a five-minute mile. I mean, this is really fast. And
I was a wrestler, and I used to run like 5 miles every day. And the fastest mile I ever did in my entire life was 5:57.
There you go. So that gives you – thanks for calibrating that, Sam. So a five-minute mile at 44, I ran 4:43 after about 3 months of getting fit. And then I ripped my quad muscle. It took months to heal. And then I thought, well, I got that out of my way. But I didn't. I knew I was still supposed to do this. So then the next year I got even more fit. I ran a mile in 4 minutes and 32 seconds at 45 years old. And then I ripped my quad muscle. It took even more months to heal. And then I called my retired college coach. And just a quick plug on Chick Hislop, a man named Chick Hislop, from Weber State University, a USA Track and Field Hall of Fame coach. He was voted by his peers to be the head Olympic distance coach when the Olympic Games last came to America in Atlanta. This guy is the best of the – he's the smartest guy in the room. I called him up. He'd been retired 4 years, and I told him that I'd run 4:32, and he said, "What? How old are you?" I said, "I'm 46 this year, coach." He said, "Gads." He says, "What's the world record in the Masters age group, 45 to 49? The Masters track and field keeps age group records every 5 years, right? And I don't know. We looked it up. 4:20.19. The freak of nature, his name is John Hinton, that ran that fast at 45 years old. 4:20. And I said, "What do you think, coach?" And after a pause, he says, "I think it's time to come out of retirement and go and do something that's never been done." And I got chills. I knew that this, after 3 years of toiling with this and answering this call, now I knew what we were doing this for. At least, still didn't make much sense, because why would we do this, right? I still hadn't had that answer, but I knew at least now why that what we're going to do, if not why, at least what. And so we started working together, and I, after about almost 6 months of working together, he finally let me get on a track, and I ran 4:26. 2 weeks later, I ran 4:23.
Let me stop you there, though, because I want to make an important coaching reality check here, ladies and gentlemen. They spent how much time together before you put your feet on the track?
Nearly 6 months.
All right. There's a reason for that, and I want you to explain a little bit of it. I don't mean to derail you, but I think this is critically important for anything you want to learn to do incredibly well.
Yeah, so we always plan our race, and then we race our plan. And I just go on and on about the Chick Hislop's philosophy. That's why he was invited to be the head Olympic distance coach. This guy is a technological – I mean, he's a – he's the smartest guy in the room. He is the best coach, maybe one of the best coaches ever in track and field. And it's a very scientific approach, and it's about putting in the work. It's a lot of the harvest, Sam. You plant the seed, you prepare the soil, clear the ground, prepare the soil, plant the good seed, and then nurture it all the way up, and you don't start trying to uncover the seed to see if it's growing. You work and work and work and work until you got something ripe before you start and before you pick it. The joke in the Masters world is, you know, you never hear anything from Brad Barton, and then he comes out of nowhere and breaks another world record. Well, Coach and I are working behind the scenes the whole time, right? We're working and working and working and working hard, and we're not going to race until we're ready.
So, and again, you're working on your heart.
It sounds like a track story, Sam. This isn't a track story. This is our story with track details, right?
Brad Barton, we're talking about working on your heart first. We're talking about working on your mind and your mindset. We're talking about working on your body. And running is the final execution, but it's by far not the complete preparation. Ladies and gentlemen, we all face reinvention in our lives. All are faced with constant change, Brad. This behind the scenes is that constant change that we believe we can affect by taking charge of our own selves, right?
Yeah, no doubt. So here we are getting closer and closer and closer. I'd run 4:23. 2 weeks later, I broke my foot. It's actually Coach that broke my foot. He worked me too hard. It was a stress fracture. And I remember coming out of that clinic on crutches, and I said, "Now what, Coach?" And he says, "Well, maybe we figured out why that's a 30-year-old world record we're trying to break." "What do you mean?" He says, "Maybe someone as old as you can't train hard enough to run any faster than 4:20.19. Now I got a broken heart to go with that."
Ladies and gentlemen, Brad Barton with us. The story gets even better, and he's right. It's about your personal story. It's not really about running. It's about what we can do as children of God Almighty if we're willing to listen and find our calling. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The House joined the Senate on Thursday to approve a bill to fund the government through December 3rd and avoid a government shutdown. The House voted 254 to 175. And the Senate.
On this vote, the yeas are 65, the nays are 35. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
President Biden signed the bill Thursday night. Reuters is reporting Afghan evacuees are walking away from military bases hosting them as they resettle into the United States. About 700 of them have given up on what is now an open-ended, complex, and completely voluntary resettlement process. In a statement, a U.S. Department of Homeland Security spokesperson declined to comment on the figures provided to Reuters. But the people that who had left the bases generally had ties to the United States, like family members of friends and resources to support themselves. USA Radio News.
Remember when California was the golden state? Not anymore. Soaring crime, overregulation, and high taxes are forcing taxpayers to flee. Now, Newsmax's Rob Schmidt looks at what happened in his special series, California, It's Over. Rob walks on the Reagan Ranch with Governor Kristi Noem, and he talks to the insiders and reports from Los Angeles. Find out why you need to be worried, because California's mess may soon be coming to your state. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax at 10 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services like Samsung, Roku, Pluto, or Zumo. Or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds, and you can watch us anytime, anywhere. California's nightmare is spreading. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax tonight.
Some lawmakers are calling out military brass for pandering to the media and pushing wokeness agendas instead of doing their job. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Top U.S. General Mark Milley appeared before Congress this week to defend Pentagon decision-making in Afghanistan, but instead found himself fighting a personal battle with lawmakers who charged that he has been more preoccupied with rehabilitating and burnishing his own image. One was Representative Ronnie Jackson of Texas.
If you had been more focused on your duty to this country instead of defending and pandering to the Biden administration's woke social experiment with the United States military, doing book interviews, and colluding with Chinese military officials, that you should resign because of your dereliction of duty to this country and your inability to do your job and protect this country. General Milley, will you now resign?
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
All right, happy to have you along, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Carlson, Sam Bushman, Brad Barton on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Brad's telling us his story. So we really got close to a 420 mile, but not quite, 423. Broke his foot. Now what? You feel the call? Yeah, you feel the pull to do things that you may not be really in your comfort zone, but you know what? You got to follow your calling. You got to follow what's in your heart and in your soul. Reinvention, we're all faced with constant change. Huh. Wow, you break your foot. You're 40, whatever, 6-plus years old. You're kind of going, man. Does this make any sense? But when you acknowledge the dynamic nature of our existence, you make adjustments, then you can get on with professional pursuits of your calling and more. So you broke your foot. The coach said, hey, maybe you're not meant to do this there, Brad.
Yeah, maybe someone as old as you can't train hard enough to run any faster than 420.19. And once again, that hit me like a brick. I've got a broken foot now, a broken heart, because I knew I was supposed to do this. And then with a rare smile, he said, or maybe it can be done, and I just haven't figured it out yet. He says, Brad, I'm the tactician here. You're my guinea pig. I've been trying to train you like a college punk, and obviously that's not going to work. things are going to start falling off, right? He said, "Let's reinvent what it means to train at a world-class level with a master's body." He said, "The environment has changed, right? How applicable is this to life, right? Business, parenting, marriage. the environment has changed, right? Spiritual journeys. The environment has changed. Principles don't, but environments have. So let's reinvent what it means to operate in this environment, and let's go do some things that have never been done. And so that's the reinvention part. And then he says something that is critical to our story. He says, and we're going to remember what we're doing here. And I remember saying, Coach, what are we doing here? And he says, we're doing stuff that's never been done. I said, right. And then we shortened it.
Hold on. And we're doing something else, Brad. I don't mean to interrupt, but I understand these kind of things because I've been a wrestler. I've done some difficult things in my life, and I understand a lot of the mind over matter and the perception and the et cetera. Not only are we doing something that's never been done, what we're doing is teaching Brad at his core, not the broken foot. We're teaching Brad at his core to believe that he can achieve this goal. Because right now your heart's broken and your foot's broken and you're going, can I do this? You're not going to get it done with a can I do this view. You got to change your view and believe you can get it done. Does this make any sense?
Yeah, my high school wrestling coach once taught me, maybe the most powerful thing he ever taught me. He said, if you want to change your story, you've got to change your stories. Now that is just, Sam, that is gold right there. You think about this. If you want to change your story, those listening, are there some things you want more of in your life? Or is there some things you want less of in your life? Then you want to change your story as well. And what if part of changing your story is that simple? What if we started changing the stories that we hear, that we listen to, the stories, the most important stories we'll ever hear, the ones we tell to ourselves, right? So if that was Coach Artemis, is my high school wrestling coach's suggestion, plea, advice to me. He said, if you want to change your story, you've got to change your stories. And that transformed the way I was, it altered the course of my life.
Let me say it another way. What stories are you telling yourself? What are you saying in your own mind when nobody else is listening? Are you realizing there's constant change in your life? Are you realizing there's a call and you're going to answer that call? If you have a real call and you answer it, well, then you got to start to know your why, right? How are you going to go about this? Can it be accomplished? If you're supposed to do it, Brad, then there's got to be a way for you to accomplish what you're supposed to do, right?
Yep, that is absolutely right. And it's hard. I call it dancing with doubt. That's what it feels like to me when we're in the middle of the story, right? We don't know the end from the beginning. We don't know the end from the middle. We don't know the end from almost to the end, right? When the things often look the darkest. We certainly don't know the end, but if we're being true to ourselves and answering our call, then the rest of it is details. Coach, we got together once very early in this this master's journey, and he says, Brad, you're probably going to have to do maybe 1,000 really, really hard things, physically, just incredibly demanding things, 1,000 hard things. So you can either make 1,000 decisions to do those 1,000 hard things, or you can make one great big holy cow decision, one great big decision to do all 1,000 of those things. He says, Brad, if you will live this journey with a decided heart, then all you have to do is just go do the 1,000 hard things. It cuts the workload at least in half.
Because emotionally, the 1,000 hard things now become speed bumps. They don't become showstoppers.
I like Zane Grey, the famous Western writer. He said, the hard part, the ordeal, is to start. Right? And that's all the decision to get the thing done. But what if I've decided that I'm going to write the whole book, right? And now all of the months it takes to write the book, those are just details, right? If I'm going to run faster than any human being ever has, it's going to take, you know, all these difficult things to do it. And again, listener, please these are track details to the story, but this is the human condition. This is our story, isn't it?
And what they really are is life solutions to help you, one, get in touch with your calling, two, to realize that we're always under constant change, three, to discover our why. Why are we called to what we're called to? Why are we doing this? Why are we, all right, what we say more of, as Brad says, we see more of. This is about our stories. It's what we surround ourselves with, what we fill our minds with. That's going to paint the real picture or tell the real story, Brad.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. That's it. So we shortened this this notion of why we're doing this to doing things that have never been done. We shortened it to just remember. And I did. And I'm it's in mid-February, and I'm at the D Event Center in Ogden, Utah, the Weber State campus, doing intervals around this 250-meter corridor in the ugly middle of a 5-by-1,000-meter interval workout. And all those other years that I've been doing this, I'm thinking, what am I doing this for? I'm too old for this stuff. Right? Now I don't have to wonder. I get over to the west side where Coach is standing there with his stopwatch and his stern gaze, and he's like, right now, you're a second late. You got to pick it up. And as I'm racing down the corridor, he's saying, remember, and we did. That made the journey so much less difficult. I'm not going to say easier, because none of it was easy. It made it so much less the difficult because I remembered constantly why I was doing this. We're doing something that's never been done. So what compelling why do you deserve to remember? So
think about that for a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on. The pause is a little bit on purpose. Think about this for a second. What are you remembering? For Brad, it's remembering that I've got a calling to do this and it's never been done before. I'm supposed to do this. Now, how do I get there? Lord God, Coach, all around me, how do I find the way? How do we reinvent the way things are done so that we accomplish the goal? How do we keep our eye on that ball and remember what this is all about? It's not about Brad going from point A to point B on a track. That isn't what it is. It's about accomplishing something that's never been done. And it's about this calling that I am supposed to do this. And we'll get into the bigger picture in a minute. But why are you supposed to do this? I think that's the bigger picture that we'll get to. Chris, I want you to jump in really quick now.
Well, the question I have.
Yeah.
At this juncture is how important then, Brad, would it be to maintain that contact with the original inspiration that you received through God's Holy Spirit? I would imagine it would be fairly important. Mm-hmm. Could you comment on that?
It's an interesting story for me in a lot of ways, but one thing is the metaphor, right? We all have a coach, and when I'm feeling discouraged, when I have a question, when I am needing some inspiration, I've got someone I can pick up a phone and call and get some intelligence right from my coach. We've all got a coach, right? Are we spending time making that call to our Father in heaven?
Ladies and gentlemen, Brad Barton with us. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. And order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Chris Carlson, Brad Barton on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Brad Barton is not only an incredible runner. Brad Barton, at 48 years old, ran a sub-420 mile and got it done. Brad will continue to tell you the rest of the story in seconds. But in the meantime, he's a life coach. He's an incredible, nationally recognized speaker on all topics motivational. Are you looking for someone to help you ignite world-class performance? BradSpeaks.com is where you can go for that. BradSpeaks.com. So the question right before the break, I wanted to give you a chance to completely answer it. Chris had said, hey, you know what? You felt this calling to do this. How important is it to stay in touch with that calling or that reminder and that source of that motivation and drive? And I think you mentioned talking about God and turning to God and keeping those lines of communication open, Brad.
Yeah. Yeah. So the idea that we're all alone in this journey is really sad. So many human beings feel like they're alone. And I can tell you, all of us have been through tough things. I've been through some tough things outside of the track. And I was never alone on this. I remember so many times. I call them wet fleeces, dry fleeces, just in my face. At the very bottom of my life's crisis, when I was in the very darkest places, God tossed remember the Old Testament story about the, if this is really real, would you wet this fleece overnight? And sure enough, and he's like, well, wait a minute. And he's second guessing himself. Well, tomorrow morning, could you make this fleece dry at the front of my tent? And sure enough, the next morning it's dry. You know, these miracles that we just need to be asking for, and that we need to be looking for, because how many miracles are there in our lives that we're just not in tune enough to? Because we don't look, we're not looking for them, so we don't see them, so that we get stuck in that "I'm all alone" mentality.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're never alone. Remember that. And if you're called to do something, one of the mindsets you need to have is, if you really are convinced that it's a calling from God, then God will prepare a way for you to accomplish what he's asked you to do. And so, Brad, as you're on your journey with your coach and you're reinventing yourself and you're going, hey, at 48, I might not just be able to pound myself into oblivion to get this done through sheer grit like a 20-year-old. How did you change? What made the difference? What was the discovery?
Well, I kind of skipped over that part, the notion that I was trying to do this myself the first 2 years and just met nothing but failure, right? I'm getting injured and injured and injured. I call my coach, right? I call, again, a metaphor. Think of this. When you're beating your head against the wall, have you asked? You know, have you inquired of the Lord? That's a pretty powerful question, isn't it? I've got a couple of teenagers that are approaching me with some questions they have in their life, and that's a question that I have for them. What does God say about this? Have you inquired of the Lord on this? And that's what, again, the metaphor of, that's what I did, is I'm constantly talking to my Father in heaven, but I also have a resource. I've got a world-class coach that is retired, yeah, but he's still engaged and he's still reading books and he's still on the grow, called Chick Hislop, and says, what are we going to do next? And that's where we start into to the year that we actually got something done. He says, we're going to remember what we're doing here. And what tactically, one of the things we did different that year is we decided that we're going to race with college kids. Because, Sam, there's nobody my age that was running this fast in the world at that point. And so we started this season in Pocatello at Idaho State University, and I ran a mile in 4:26. Coach, that's kind of what we thought we could do. And he sent me to Boise the next week to run a 4:23, maybe 4:24-ish. Sam, I ran 4:21.58. I was exactly 1.5 seconds shy of the world record. I remember running across the infield after the race. I was so excited. I said, Coach, I can do it. I can break the world record. I know I can. His response, duh. That's what I've been trying to tell you, right?
But the Lord is giving you tender mercies along the way, reinforcing to you that this is a real calling and you're on the way to success, right?
Yeah, and I don't know if you've ever had the experience, dear listener, where you're praying to God and he's basically saying, duh, that's what I've been trying to tell you all along the way. And so let's listen. Let's not just ask. Let's listen. Imagine making a phone call to your coach, right? To the guru, the sage in your life, and all you do is talk. You know, you get on the telephone, and you rattle on. 15 minutes later, you hang up the phone. What kind of a conversation is that? When you're meditating or you're praying or whatever that is for you, when you're talking to your higher power, your deity, your father, right? It's a conversation, not just talking at this being, this wise being in the universe. Let's make sure that we're asking and then listening as well.
I was always told as a kid, Sam, you talk too much. You have two ears and one mouth. Use them proportionately, sir. So
it's great advice for not only negotiating your young life. It's also great advice when we're talking to our Father through our Savior.
Yeah, you're right about that, and we need to learn to listen. And that's kind of where the calling comes from in the beginning, is learning to listen, to ask and then to listen and to understand the why. I submit to you that your why didn't have a whole lot to do with breaking a record, although breaking the record gives you a little bit of the credibility to tell the real story, which I believe your public speaking tours are doing now, Brad, which is to help people understand that they have a calling. To help people understand that you can do things beyond your comfort zone. To understand that every one of us is faced with all kinds of reinvention and challenges and changes in life. But to never give up and discover your why. Why are you doing this? You know what? What we say more of, we see more of. In other words, what we focus on and spend our time consuming becomes what we are and become. And my why in radio isn't for Sam Bushman to be a rock star radio personality. It isn't for Sam Bushman to make a lot of money. It's to bring back the traditions of our founding father when it comes to the proper role of government. Because if we can pass liberty to the next generation and the next generation and so on, and protect religious liberty, because really there is no liberty without religious liberty, ladies and gentlemen, let's be very clear, and to educate about the morality in America, okay? There's not political discussions. I know everybody thinks it's politics, but it's not. Every issue is a moral discussion. And so I play this role. Amen. In America. My calling is to teach that it's about God, family, and country. To teach that it's about life, liberty, and property. It isn't complicated. It isn't political. It isn't divisionary. It's merely the preservation of God's liberty given to us, and we have agency. And with our agency, we can either preserve it or destroy it based on how we live our lives in a moral way or not. If not, we lose the prize. If we remain moral and we stand with God's laws and we keep his commandments, then blessings rain down upon us and our children. And so my calling, my why, is to preserve that understanding that's being lost in the world today. And when I die, I don't care if you remember my name. I don't give a rip about my name. If you remember that it's about God, family, and country, and it's about life, liberty, and property, and if we preserve religious liberty through morality, and enough people remember that, then we've made our calling successful. Chris, do you have another question for Brad?
Well, Brad, I just want to commend you for answering the call that you have received. And I think a lot of us probably receive similar callings, but either we're too lazy or undisciplined to follow through. But I would like to say this. There are a lot of Christians, and we're all Christians here in this conversation. A lot of Christians, and this really, really disappoints me. They say, God loves me unconditionally. I don't have to excel in anything here in this life. I'm a saved soul, and I'm not going to do any more than I have to. But Brad, you've taken that attitude and turned it around and say, God loves me unconditionally. However, I'm going to glorify his name because of that unconditional love that he has given to me. And I'm going to glorify his name by becoming the best person I can. And I think that that's the essence of Christianity. And I commend you for answering that call and exemplifying what I consider the greatest form of Christianity is to glorify God by becoming the best selves that we can be. So thank you, Brad.
Yeah, I it's all grace. Yeah, it's all grace for me. So glory be to the Father. So yeah, thanks, Chris. I appreciate you acknowledging God in my journey.
It's all grace for the success, but it is a lot of hard work on our part, ladies and gentlemen. I've had to get up at 6 a.m. for 25 plus years to make this radio broadcast happen and to fulfill my calling. And so I don't want for any second for us to believe that it's easy. As Brad mentioned, it's hard. But you know what? It gets more doable. It gets more, what was the word you used, Brad? It's hard, but it gets less difficult.
It doesn't make it easier. It made it less difficult. Yep.
Yep. So, amen. You know, if it's less difficult because you understand your why and that motivates you and drives you. When I get up at 6 a.m., I don't think how tired I am. I think I get to tell the tale of liberty one more time while I'm alive. And when I do, I want to be so passionate about it that you can feel it to your core. Why?
Because
what I'm doing, Brad.
Yeah, I love that you're keeping in the front of your mind, you're remembering your version of what Coach and I are doing. Remember what you're doing here. So thanks for remembering what you're doing here.
And I think that's critical. It isn't about Sam being a rock star. It isn't about any of those things. It's about these principles we're teaching to our fellow man. Now, of course, that means women. Fellow man is, you know, mankind, right? Male and female created he them. It's about that. And you know what? Every day. So I got COVID, almost died. But I thought, you know what, Lord, if I'm meant to go, I'm out. Let's go. But if I'm meant to stay here to tell the tale of liberty another day, to spend time with my wife and my children and all the, then you know what? I would love to have that another day, just one more day. And every day I kind of think that in my mind about, you know what? Maybe I can impact and change somebody's life today. Maybe I can make a difference and give somebody some hope today. Maybe I can articulate some of the miracles in my lives and people will start to live their lives in a way that they can expect miracles in their lives. If we live our lives carrying out our callings, we can expect miracles, Brad.
Yeah. Yep. That's right. God keeps his promises, no doubt.
All right, Chris, final words yours. Chris is going to drop off at the end of this hour. Brad wants to stay and talk about politics. Can you believe that? All right, we don't want to talk about politics. We want to talk about moral issues.
Sam,
that's the real truth. Chris?
Sam, I'm not going to end with my typical outro, but I will say I just lavished a bunch of praise on Brad, and I think I owe you the same favor. You are fulfilling your calling that you've been called to by God, and you're doing a marvelous job. And at that, I will say, Lieutenant Carlson and liberty-loving Americans everywhere, continuing our duty, sir.
Thank you so much for your time, ladies and gentlemen. I'm doing my very best to carry out my calling. I pray it's enough. I pray it's enough to save the Republic in the traditions of our founding fathers. I hope it's enough for you all to turn your life over to God. He can make more of your life than you can. There's no doubt about it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, for Brad Martin, Chris Carlson, and Sam Bushman, God save the Republic.